Our sermon text this morning is taken from Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 16. Honor your father and your mother, as the Lord God has commanded you, that your days may be long, and that it may be well with you in the land which the Lord is giving you. As many of you know, today is Mother's Day. As we just heard in our sermon text, and as a reminder to all those who are hearing this message, we are commanded by God to honor our parents. But what is honor? What does honor mean? Honor and honoring your mother and father is being respectful in word and action, and having an attitude of respect for their position. The Greek word for honor means to revere, to prize, to value. Honor is giving respect not only for merit, but also for rank. For example, some Americans may disagree with the president's decisions, but they should still respect his position as leader of our country. Likewise, children of all ages should honor their parents, regardless of whether or not they feel their parents deserve honor. So today it's about moms. It's a day we celebrate moms, and a day that we let them know that they are loved, they are appreciated, and they are respected. Better yet, remind them again that they are loved, appreciated, and respected. Not just on this day, on Mother's Day, but every day. After all, God tells us to do it frequently. But today indeed is a special day. Mother's Day is a national holiday in the United States. It's a day we celebrate mothers. It's frequently celebrated with flowers, cards, presents given to mothers. There are some who even actually attend church with their moms on special day, on Mother's Day, as a gift to her. While mothers have been around since the time of Eve, Mother's Day is just a little over 100 years old. It all started in 1907 in the city of Philadelphia. 2 years after her own mother died at the age of 33, Anna Jarvis started a movement to honor mothers. 3 years later, in 1910, West Virginia became the first state to recognize Mother's Day. And then a year later, nearly every state officially marked a day. It wasn't until 1914 that President Woodrow Wilson officially proclaimed Mother's Day a national holiday, the second Sunday in the month of May. But then something happened to Mother's Day, and it would change the day's original intent forever. The day that was once a special day had now become commercialized. The sanctity and the pure intention of the celebration of the day was ruined by man's greed. You see, in this world that we live in, everything gets commercialized. On Easter Sunday, the world doesn't want to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus. They want to celebrate with Easter bunnies and chocolate bunnies and Easter baskets. On Christmas Day, the world doesn't want to celebrate the birth of Jesus. They want to celebrate with Santa Claus and gifts. For Anna Jarvis, the same would happen with Mother's Day. Given time, the world, along with man's greed and sinful nature, will try to overtake the original intent and the specialness of that day and find a way to try to make money. You know, it kind of reminds me of the story of Jesus when Jesus was cleansing the temple. Matthew's narrative tells of Jesus and his disciples traveling to Jerusalem for Passover. In the cleansing of the temple, Jesus drives out the merchants and the money changers from the temple, accusing them of turning the temple into a den of thieves through their commercial activities. The sanctity of Passover was misplaced. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 21, verses 12 and 13, "Then Jesus went into the temple of God and drove out all those who bought and sold in the temple, and overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who sold doves. And he said to them, "It is written, 'My house shall be called a house of prayer,' but you have made it a den of thieves." In a similar way, the sanctity and purity of Anna Jarvis's intent and her accomplishment soon became a bitter disappointment. She became enraged by the commercialization. In 1923, she actually filed a lawsuit to stop a Mother's Day celebration. The same woman who started Mother's Day was arrested for disturbing the peace at a war mothers convention where white carnations, which were the symbol for her mom, they were being sold to raise money. Her complaint: "I wanted it to be a day of sentiment and not profit." Don't get me wrong, many mothers are happy to receive flowers, cards, gifts, and things like that. But mothers certainly deserve more than that, especially from a biblical perspective. So as our sermon text reminds us, we're going to talk about what our mothers deserve from us, not just on Mother's Day, but on every day. And this should also remind us that this message is not for little children. Let me correct that. This message is for everyone. It's not just for little children. It's not just for adolescents. Not just for teenagers. It's for young adults as well, and it's also for those who have children themselves. Your mother is always your mother, no matter what your age is. So what do mothers deserve? What better place to get that answer is from God's Word, the Bible. We will start with obedience. Mothers deserve obedience. Ephesians 6:1. "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right." Colossians 3, verse 20. "Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing to the Lord." God's Word telling us to obey. In 1 Kings 4:29, we hear of Solomon. We all may know about Solomon. Well, 1 Kings 4:29 tells us, "God gave Solomon wisdom, an exceedingly great understanding and largesse of heart like the sand on the seashore." So you would think this guy knows what he's talking about. Well, in Proverbs 1:8, Solomon is counseling his son, and he tells his son, "My son, hear the instruction of your father and do not forsake the law of your mother." Mothers deserve obedience. Even Jesus, as a young boy, obeyed his mother. In Luke chapter 2, verse 51, "Then he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject to them, but his mother kept all these things in her heart." How about us here today? Do we give our mothers the obedience that they deserve? In addition to obedience, mothers deserve respect. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 2 and 3. "Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with you and you may live long on the earth." In other words, it's a smart thing to do. It's God's word to us. Exodus 20, verse 12, tells us something similar. "Honor your father and mother, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord your God is giving you." It reminds me of my mom, who used to say, "I brought you into this world and I can take you out." Honor your mom so your days may be long. Solomon also warned of grave consequences for those who curse their parents. Proverbs 20, verse 20. "Whoever curses his father or his mother, his lamp will be put out in deep darkness." God's word should be the most important thing to us, folks. And while I always prefer God's word, there's a Chinese proverb that says, "Respect for one's parents is the highest duty of civil life." Now, I don't care what generation you grew up in, it's important to know and to understand and to practice common decency demands that we respect our parents, especially our mothers. I know of mothers who would not eat dinner at night because they wanted to make sure that all their children were fed first. That's a special mom. How about us here today? Do we give our mothers the respect they deserve? So mothers deserve obedience and mothers deserve respect. Mothers also deserve affection. In 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 20, Elisha demonstrated the affection properly due his parents when he followed Elijah. The Bible tells us about Elisha, and he left the oxen and he ran after Elijah and said, "Please, let me kiss my father and my mother, and then I will follow you." Why shouldn't we show affection to our mothers when they gave us so much affection as children? This affection can be done in very simple words, very simple actions. A hug. "I love you, Mom. You're the best, Mom." Just a smile and tell her how much she's appreciated. I'll ask you again. Do we give our mothers the affection that they deserve? While I can't speak for all of us, I find it ironic that we start out thinking that we're a know-it-all and that mom and dad don't have a clue. They're old school. They're old fashioned. They don't know what they're talking about. They don't know what it's like to be going through the life that I'm living. I remember thinking that as a kid. We probably all did. Many of us also probably learned the hard way. I know I did. I learned my lessons the hard way. The biggest lesson I learned was that my parents knew what they were talking about when they counseled me. You see, we gain wisdom as we get older. Let's talk about wisdom. Mothers deserve us to show wisdom. We're going to go to Proverbs again. Chapter 10, verse 1. "A wise son makes a glad father, but a foolish son is the grief of his mother." Solomon, seven chapters later, in chapter 17, verse 25, reminds us, "A foolish son is grief to his father, and bitterness to her who bore him." Wisdom. Never be too old, never be too proud to look your mom in the eye and tell her you're sorry for the grief that you put her through. Reminds me of a story. There was a little boy who was sitting and he was watching his mother do the dishes at the kitchen sink. And he suddenly noticed that his mom had several strands of white hair sticking out in contrast to her brunette head. And he looked at her and he asked quite innocently, "Mommy, why are some of your hairs white?" And his mom, full of motherly wisdom, replied, "Well, every time you do something wrong and you make me cry or unhappy, one of my hairs turn white." So the little boy thought about that and he asked, "Well, Mommy, what did you do when you were little to make all of Grandma's hairs white?" Proverbs 10:1, "But a foolish son is grief of his mother." We all need that reminder. We all act foolish, no matter the age. And no matter the age, young or old, by studying God's word and obeying God's word, we can grow in wisdom. That goes for our young children too. That goes for our children. Well, we're focusing on mothers, dads, as leaders in the household, need to step up and make sure that the family is in God's word. I know I need to do that more. Jesus increased in wisdom as he grew from childhood to adulthood. The Bible tells us in Luke's Gospel chapter 2, verse 52, "And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and men." You know, mothers worry enough for their children. We shouldn't give them unnecessary grief. How about us here today? Do we give our mothers the wisdom they deserve? Do mothers deserve obedience, respect, affection, wisdom? The list could be very, very long, but I have two more to consider. Righteousness, being moral, being honest, being decent, that's righteousness. Mothers deserve righteousness. You know, righteousness is a good thing. It brings joy and it brings gladness to your parents. Proverbs chapter 23, verse 24 and 25. The father of the righteous will greatly rejoice, and he who begets a wise child will delight in him. Let your father and your mother be glad, and let her who bore you rejoice. More important than any other achievement is that of a righteous character. Nothing makes a mom more proud than to have a righteous son or a righteous daughter. And today, true righteousness comes through faithfully following Jesus Christ. Romans chapter 3, verse 21 and 22 says, "But now the righteousness of God, apart from the law, is revealed, being witnessed by the law and the prophets." How about us say it today? Do we give our mothers the righteousness that they deserve? And finally, care. Parents, especially widows, especially widowed mothers, deserve our care. 1 Timothy chapter 5, verses 4 and verse 8. "But if any widow has children or grandchildren, let them first learn to show piety." Piety is a goodness or a faithfulness. "Show piety at home and to repay their parents, for this is good and acceptable before God." Verse 8, "But if anyone does not provide for his own, and especially for those of his household, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever." James 1:27 tells us the same. "Pure and undefiled religion before God and the Father is this: to visit orphans and widows in their trouble, and to keep oneself unspotted from the world." The following statement is not a comment about our current economic condition. It's not about our country's debt. It's about something very important and about care. Children are to be their parents' social security. I say that because they deserve the best care that we can give them. God's word tells us to take care of them. Who are we to argue? Do we give our mothers the care they deserve? So in closing, this Mother's Day, we choose, and it's fine, we choose to give our mothers gifts of flowers and cards. But every day, they rightly deserve our honor, as well as our obedience, respect, affection, wisdom, righteousness, and care. Now, based on the Bible, are we practicing true goodness and biblical belief by giving our mothers what they deserve? That's for all of us to think about personally. Honor your father and your mother as the Lord God has commanded you. Tell your mom you love her. God says so. Let us pray. Well, Lord God, we just thank you for, first of all, your son Jesus, who we learn what love is through him. And we thank you for our mothers who show us love and compassion. Everything they do for us, Lord God, things we see, things we don't see. They are special to us, and we should honor them, Lord God, as your word tells us. We thank you for them on this special day. We pray, Lord God, that the love that we learn from Jesus can be something that we pass on to them. Love them with our whole heart. Honor them. Give them the respect. And let them know that. And if they ask where that comes from, Lord God, may we remind them it's from the peace and love that Jesus Christ has passed on to us. So Lord, I lift up this day and I pray that all those we encounter today, that we can show that love, that we can show that wisdom that we get from reading your word. And we pass it on to each other. as you have commanded us to do. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.